March 20th, 2020. Desolation Angel Radio, Kip Williams with you as we chronicle these days of the virus. We have another guest, another interview tonight. But let's start off with a piece of music that's a little soothing, highly appropriate for where we're at.
We were born before the world. Our son younger than the sun. Yeah, the Barney Bow was one. I was sailing to the district. Fly into the mystic. When that foghorn blows, you know, I will be coming home. When that foghorn whistle blows, I wanna hear it. Rock your Johnson soul, just like way back in the days of old. And together we gon' fall into, baby. Foghorn whistle blows, I wanna hear it.
Let your body go. Let your body go.
That one was actually live at the Rainbow all the way back in 1973. But still such good music. As I said, Desolation Angel Radio, Kip Williams, as we chronicle these days of the virus. And we are truly at that stage. You would have to know me very well, and there are some people who listen to this to do, and know how I feel about sugar. And the fact that sugar to me is like heroin. I just don't do it. And there are two Skittles laying on the mouse pad in front of me. Yes, folks, we have reached that stage. Kip is eating sugar. Every night this week, we've had somebody different on, talking about various aspects of what's happening, how it's affected their life, and trying to provide some information, trying to provide some hope moving forward, resources. Thursday night was Richard Leak from Boston, and then had Clinton Parker from Buffalo talking about mutual aid networks. Wednesday, Tuesday, Julie Rockcastle from Green Heron Farm, what they have out there at the farm, both in terms of food and looking ahead to this summer. Tonight, we have, and looking ahead into next week, I have nurses coming on, I have truck drivers coming on, I have some very intelligent people coming on with some opinions about what's happening. But in every case, I think the tone we're trying to set is one of hope and one of connection and one of trying to provide community. And in the spirit of that, tonight I talked with Mark Madden, who is a friend of mine here in Buffalo, and a tattoo artist and an artist, a painter, a muralist, and one of the leading figures in that scene, and how this is affecting him, what he's doing, how he's getting through it, the things we're looking forward to, I guess, and the example that we're trying to set for the people around us to do the best we can with what we have going on right now. And so, you know, in all of it, what came out of it for me this week and going into the weekend is that, I mean, there is always hope. There is always hope. There is always good people. There is always people who are trying to do the right thing. The people who are trying to go ahead and move forward and do all the things that should be done and try and think outside the box. Trying to think of ways to go, well, hey, you know, what about this or what about that? All in various aspects of, you know, how things are moving and what they're doing. And so that conversation with him tonight was really fascinating. And I'll get into that here in a second. But I just wanted to say that and say, here's what's looking forward. And remind you of two things. And I'll talk about it again at the end. That right now, I don't have any symptoms of it. I am out doing grocery and pharmacy runs for seniors, for cancer and transplant patients, for immune-compromised people, for people with heart and lung issues. I expanded that to healthcare workers last night. All you have to do is get a hold of me. I'll give you my phone number at the end, and I will go do that for you or your loved ones. And I follow very strict biohazard protocols, but especially as we come into Sunday night. The governor of New York today, for those of you that do not know, instituted what he is calling a pause. We do not use the word lockdown here. And actually, if you listen to his press conference, he was very strict about that because the word lockdown has such bad connotations. It's always referred to in an active shooter situation, and this is not that situation. This is a pause. But we're ramping it up further to where people are being asked to stay inside. Anyone over 70, any one of those vulnerable populations I talked about is being told, stay inside. Do not go out unless it's just for a walk by yourself. Every citizen of the state of New York, young, old, no matter what, is being expected to maintain a six-foot distance from one another. Our numbers are incredible right now, and they are shooting up rapidly. So it's an effort to try and stem that. But coming into that, I'll talk about that again at the end where that's available, but coming into that, changes and that we all have to make. And I think a lot of people, Richard and I talked about it, are still at the holy shit, gobsmacked moment, not realizing fully what's hitting them. And then the other thing I'm observing is there's people that don't realize how important it is for them to stay away from other human beings, to not be grouped together. Because, yes, you might not be afraid of it. And you might have it and be asymptomatic, but you could give it to somebody who would then give it to somebody else, kill their own, kill their parents, kill their grandparents, kill an elderly person around them, or a vulnerable person around them. And that's not cool. So it's about all of us being cool and taking care of one another. So let's get into that conversation with Mark, and we'll talk about that and a couple other things afterwards. And tonight's guest, Mark Madden, I'm here with, the owner of Mad Ink Tattoos, an artist here in Buffalo, not only a tattoo artist, but a muralist, a street artist, and one of the leading figures in the street mural scene here in Buffalo, along with some other scenes. Yeah, and he's put some good stuff out there, but as a business owner, as an artist, he's greatly affected by what's happening here. And Mark, do you got a few things you want to say to your folks, especially your young crowd around you?
Yeah, man, of course. Well, first I want to just say thank you to you personally for, our friendship over the last year. A lot of it has been based off of the Nomad Project and us doing our TikToks documentary series with Give Thanks. You were a big part of helping us raise some awareness for the homeless and everything that just happened to one of Buffalo's, you know, most favorite neighbors. Sly just passed away not too long ago before this year.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know what, I got a bunch of, you know, my own personal comments on, you know, just about what things are, what steps we're taking at Mad Ink and how my family's affected. And we personally shut down a couple days ago, so I knew this was going to happen, and the wife took an active role to try to at least social distance at first. We have our core, you know, one friend and her daughter that we have seen in the last 4 days. But we've kind of walked through the shop. Luke Blumen from Blue Painting, Blue Brush Painting, he's been staked up the shop every day. So we're just remodeling the whole shop right now. We're giving everything a clean effect and kind of give it a facelift and kind of wait this out.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And I noticed on Facebook that you very quickly picked up and put a live art channel out.
Man, we got Art Channel 8, if you go to YouTube. I've been building this for a while now, so I got the call by Rocco Trini to come in and mural out over on Chandler Street. So over on Chandler, where the new Tapo and Thin Man Pizza and everybody was talking about this spring that the pool club's supposed to open any day now. Tick, tick, tick.
Yeah.
There's a giant mural over there that we dubbed Anul from Buffalo Rising. Shout out Buffalo Rising. .com. Anul had came up with a concept of like calling it Art Channel, because I was like, oh man, we should call it Change on Channel or something like that. And he's like, well, what about Art Channel? And I was like, oh, that's a great idea. And then I'm personally right when doing that. That's kind of my tag moniker or whatever. That's how I sign up on my pieces and my bigger feet. So I was like, yeah, maybe Art Channel 8, because there's an Art Channel everywhere and I didn't want to get confused. And then because we're channeling in new artists constantly, we're turning the channel, meaning that we're changing the face of hopefully, you know, the public art scene in Buffalo, whether it be on skin walls, etc. So over the last 20 years through, you know, the 5 studios that we've owned, the Gorilla Gallery itself, and countless events from Riverworks to, you know, the waterfront to Terrace and Lady Bazaar, the Luau's, etc. We've been documenting all these. So I've kind of piled up all these old videos, which are kind of fun to watch for a lot of my close friends and family, because a lot of them were thinner back then. So we put them all together, and including myself, and we put them out to Art Channel 8, and now I'm slowly adding to it, and I'm putting up my daily, you know, art meditation stuff, what my wife's been doing. She's having nuts. Now she's been making some jewelry. And we're kind of powering people to do the same thing. This art means everything to me. And we're thinking that art could be, you know, because we're talking about stress with something like this, one of the things that's going to make you sick is walking around in circles, you know, stressing out about this. Your body's going to, you know, feel that. And it's going to let in negativity. Anytime you let in negativity, you're going to also let in, you know, every other disease that you can possible, and mental and physical. It's all connected, obviously. So I'm encouraging everybody to draw, to create. If they want to check out my art channel, it's Art Channel 8, or they can just check out my Facebook. I post most of my stuff on Facebook. It's just under Mark Madden, M-A-R-K-M-A-D-D-E-N. And I'm offering online art courses. So anybody who wants to jump in, be like, hey, Matt, you know, can you just show me how what your paint technique is? My personal mentor, Sean Madden, find him at SeanMaddenArt.com. He's shown me a ton of stuff that I never had patience to do. So now I'm sitting, you know, at home all day, and I'm not thinking tattoo anymore. I'm taking time to learn more glazing technique. I'm watching a lot more YouTube, art channel stuff, and yeah, so that's kind of where my head's at, and I'm back making music with my ongoing project, Angry Soil, and all this stuff you could be doing online, obviously. So, yeah. Like, I'm sending out some concept clips, and then five of us musicians are on the same thread. I highly recommend making thread, but don't make 20-person threads and blow each other up all the time. You'll get to be the annoying guy in the crew, which is me. High five.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and of course, there's so much happening where you and I are looking ahead, because we have so many common friends who are artists and so many common friends who work in the service industry.
Yeah, now is the time for us to really group together.
We really have to pull together. We really have to have our others back.
That's it. We should be talking about committees now, about, hey, what festivals are you working? What festivals are you working? What small business can I help, you know, get back on their feet? Because a lot of people aren't going to make it back. They're going to have to think about either lining themselves, which I am always about. You know, I consider myself an art, you know, the head of a guerrilla guild. So anytime I can get some people together, say, hey, listen, guys, if you guys, you know, I've got a warehouse full of, you know, silkscreen operation, sign business, so I really want to try to get my crew back on their feet at first, but anything that I can do to help promote is the best thing that I can do. I've been in Buffalo for 20 years. I've got a good circle of influencers that I've worked with. So I think that's what everybody needs, is to see who needs the most help first, and let's help promote them.
Right, and you know me with the Nomad Project. That's pretty well where I come from. Who needs to help the most first?
And as we come out of this,
you know, closer to summer, we're going to have to look and see who is hurting the most, and all of us reach our hands out and go, come on, brother, come on.
Yeah, sister. Man, for certain.
You know, we're going to have to come up with ways for people to keep a roof over their head and keep food on the table and lights on.
That I wanted to say is that it looks like Buffalo housing is really stepping up. I am not going to get into the politics of this end, but Mayor Brown seems like he's doing a great job for Buffalo, as far as what I've seen personally online.
And I
don't think you have to stress too much about, you know, hopefully you have a good relationship with your landlord, that they're understanding, they can give you a month or two to get back on their feet, all this stuff, you know, is going to be common.
I really like what's been coming out of Albany. I like the governor's mandate of no evictions, no mortgage payments.
Yes, exactly.
No utility shutoffs.
Student loans have been pushed back. You know, worry about your student loans. These are the type of things, too. Like, step back. If you don't have to spend money on something, don't right now. And so I would put all my credit cards on hold. Any cash you have, I'd sit on it for a little bit. I live over in Hurdle, so I've got a great community here. Frenchie's been out, like, helping out with fresh food.
Yep.
Down at Pastry by Camille's. He set up a market outside that's going to end, obviously. But there's enough to get, you know, people so that they could get. He was out there today with peppers and avocados, some fresh fruit, because the people know they're going to be living on a can.
Right, right. I did pick up, while I was doing some other shopping for a couple seniors and cancer patients today, I picked up some oranges and some bananas for myself. And
we've got a good friend who has cancer that's really affected, because these are the people. Now, don't keep it in mind, yes, we all know that, you know, some of the stuff that, you know, the elderly, but it's not just an elder. It's anybody who, my brother in Ohio, he has a pacemaker, and we got the call the other day. He made one phone call to the Ohio, he lives outside of Columbus, and he said, listen, man, I've been coughing for 2 days, I got a high temperature. He said, hold on, we'll be right over. They sent him over, they got a squad car, a police car came, they quarantined him, he called me right away. I'm like, oh, just chill, you know, see what they say. And thank God, they came in and said, yeah, you have influenza, you know, it's the flu.
Yeah.
And, but we thought for sure, I was like, damn, if he gets that, you know, he's not that hard already. And
right.
Other people who have asthma and everything else, and I think what we want to think about is, don't worry about if you're going to get it, worry about if already have it, and you're giving it to somebody who's weaker.
Absolutely, and that's something that you and I talked about before we came on air here, and something I know that you and I have talked about, just as being examples of that for people. Be a good member of the human herd. You know,
I
assume...
Stop partying, man, right now. Like, right. And we only have a day anyways before everybody's going to get to use, and I'm glad that we decided to make this conversation, because there's a couple things I'd like to tell people in my immediate crew that might hear this, is do what we did, is go out and get yourself a bunch of zinc, get a bunch of calcium, some vitamin C. Obviously, we're taking spirulina, and I would just be on top of the game, start working out. My fat ass hasn't worked out this much for a while, you know, and just kind of stay as healthy as you can.
Yeah.
Because they're saying now that I just read today that we're going to be put on a pause on Sunday night. If everyone doesn't know, a pause is pretty much a shelter in place. They just don't like the word shelter in place because it sounds like, it sounds a little scary because it sounds like a bomb shelter, kind of.
Right.
But what they're saying is pause, and that's, you know, to protect everybody. And there's a fun acronym that Cuomo made up for, or whatever.
Right.
But the point is, you know, like, if we're going to be having this, Cuomo's probably the time that I would recommend anyone who hasn't gotten anything that are antihistamines. This virus affects your throat. It affects how you breathe. And that's what you want to kind of keep in mind.
Yep.
Is that, you know, right now we want to get some fresh air because it's not going to come in, you know, through your screens unless somebody coughs through your screens from all the information that we're hearing. But, you know, clean your house really good. Make sure that, you know, that you're on top of your own personal health game.
Yeah.
By getting, and be ready for, because I guess California right now, I forget the exact quote, so I don't want to miscalculate maybe, but I know it's over 1,000. That's nothing. We're over 7,000 in New York State. California's, you know, look at the size comparisons.
Yeah.
And they're saying right now that California can guarantee that 56% of them are going to get it. So then I look over at the wife, I'm like, "Duh, baby, what's simple math? If 56% of them are going to get it, and we have 7,000 in our state, how do you think of we're going to get it?" So right now, it's, you know, and I hit, this is a horrible comparison because this makes me want to throw up even more, but because I don't think I'm, you know, left brain, right brain thinkers, I get physically sick when I think of numbers. It just makes my throat actually
press
up now. But my accountant said, don't think about when, you know, if you're going to get audited. Think you are going to get audited. Which, thank God, I haven't gotten Corona or the audit yet, because they both...
Yeah. Well, see, that's where I come from is and you know it. I assume that I have it, even though I don't have the symptoms.
Amen.
And so I keep my distance from everybody else. And you're talking about the gym. I mean, you know me in the gym. I'm in it every day for an hour, and I stop. It's done. It's over. You know,
sure.
I assume that I have it. I don't want it. And here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know my age. If I die, who cares?
Yeah.
But me giving it to someone who gave it to their parents or their grandparents.
Right. Right.
And I couldn't live with that, man. So
yeah,
I just operate under this. And we need to tell our young crew that hangs around us, please operate under that. Assume you have it and
dumb.
Don't be a carrier.
I don't want to count what space babies that I just spoke with, but I just spoke with one of my space babies, and he's getting ready to have some people over. I'm like, dude, you're really kind of shouldn't, especially when you're going back to a house where there might be older people living. You know, that's crazy right now.
That's
and
crazy.
Because young people are selfish, and I'm selfish. I got to, you know, admit my own faults whenever I'm pointing something out, because a lot of times I'm just talking about myself. So, but the same as you, in the tattoo field, so I work in a field with very close to people, cross-contamination, bloodborne pathogen. We're talking about hepatitis is a killer for, you know, unhealthy or, you know, at-risk tattoo artists. So I consider everyone has hepatitis before I go into it. We're talking about barriers, constantly change barriers. The glove thing isn't even thought about. You know, you should go through 20 pairs of gloves. So, we start piling up on some gloves here. I've got some, I think anybody needs them in my immediate family. And I didn't hoard anything, obviously, but I have enough gloves that I've been sitting on gloves forever. There might be a point that, you know, with these massive gloves that you might have to go out and help somebody, you know.
Right.
If my grandmother calls me right now and she's sick and no one's going to get her, well, guess what? I'm going to get her. You know what I mean? That's about it.
At that point, you
want to be careful that you don't get it. Because then you're going to be spreading it to everybody else, even when you're like, you know what, this is my family, I'd rather just get sick for them. Well, you're going to get sick for them, and then you're going to be a distributor of it.
Right. And you've heard me describe it over and over, and you've seen it on Facebook. When I go out and I do those grocery runs for vulnerable population, I'm touch free. There's a box of gloves in my truck, a box of gloves here at the house. I'm wearing a mask, and I'm obsessive about washing and sanitizing because I assume that at some point I'm going to get it and that I'm going to have to stop that then, you know, and stop making those runs, and I'm hoping somebody will pick that torch up and run with it.
Well, I think that's something we can share, too, is that, you know, anybody who needs help should step up, or anybody who thinks that they're going to need help, give us a little bit of notice ahead of time so that I can set something aside so that somebody can make a run, who has to make runs anyways. There's people out there that are driving by your house that have to drive by in there. They're not going to have an issue with dropping off a package, and you PayPal. We're in the days that we hopefully have money gone.
Well, see, that's one of my rules right now if I make a run. It's PayPal or Venmo. I don't want your cash. And I leave it on the porch or the sidewalk, and I'll back off 10
feet. I wonder if Bitcoin has gone up over all this. You know, now that our stocks have crashed, I wonder if Bitcoin has risen. Is Bitcoin even a thing anymore?
It kind of crashed.
Yeah, well.
So, it, like I say, for
I
me,
never
it's
PayPal. It personally,
right,
but
PayPal
I
event. It's PayPal.
But I was like, well, if you got rich, buy something. You know,
right. It's PayPal or Venmo for me.
Yeah, same. I'm PayPal. I need to move over Venmo. It's just like Facebook to Instagram. I'm like, oh, jeez. Yeah. I put all of my energy into Facebook, and I'm feeling like, you know, I still have my MySpace, though. But I think that's what everybody
I've still got a Tumblr, dude. That's how old I am.
Yeah, you can still check out Angry Snow, or you just block out all of MySpace.
Yeah.
And that's what we should be focused on, is MySpace. Yeah. You know, this is the time to have your own space, have it with your loved ones that you've already been hanging around with. There's no sense separating now.
You've
been with somebody 3 days, you might as well just stay with them. Hunker down with them.
Yep.
If those are the two people, as long as they're not showing any sign, continue, because we don't want to go crazy.
No.
And tell me, can we even travel? Do we know is there a travel ban, or is it just
The only thing that I'm sure of, because I listened to the press conference this morning, is that all non-essential businesses are at now at 100%. They cannot have anybody in there.
That's what I read. And they will get fined. There will not be individual fines, but nobody should be going out in public.
No.
The executive
order is that people should stay in their homes, although they need to get out and get exercise. But if you get out and exercise, it is solo. It's walking and running. It's not going to the park and all running together. It's not going to play in a basketball
game. Yeah, we drove by. We took a drive today just to kind of get out and run the way back. And, Delaware Park was kind of like a lot of people there, like walking around by the towns. We drove by Tatonka. We were down to Riverworks. Riverworks was like pretty much, it wasn't much going on. But I can tell you when I drove by Delaware Park, Don was a little bit alarmed about how many people felt like that they were just walking by each other.
Oh, you won't find me in Delaware Park right now. I'll be at some of the more deserted beaches. I'll go out by Hamburg or Lakeview or somewhere else.
That's what we did. Hamburg. We went to a deserted beach in Hamburg. We seen some other people, but they nodded from 20 feet, and we nodded from 20 feet, and we felt comfortable.
Right. Because we can't lose human contact. But I think that what this is going to force us to do, and I had this conversation with a friend of mine named Richard a couple nights ago on the radio.
Sure.
This is going to force us to learn to communicate with words so much better. Because you can't, it's like, you know me, I'm a loner, you know?
Yeah.
And I pretty much live alone, but I still like people. But now it's the best way to love somebody is to stay distant from them physically, but try to get closer to them emotionally.
Amen. I've been doing that a lot. I've reached out to some family members that I might not talk to in a little while or whatever. It's just even just mentioning somebody's name online. Some old friends and family. I think now is definitely a good time to use social media, what it's for, not for, starting stupid debates over bullshit, but reaching out to, a cousin that you haven't talked to in a couple of years or something.
That's what and I'm seeing that happen on social media, where it's becoming an information source and a way to connect, and that's cool. There's so much happening in Buffalo with the Mutual Aid Network.
And I hear there's a lot more tests in Buffalo now.
Yes, there is.
I think it's great. I've kind of gone back and forth with a couple people being like, well, man, I wish there could be tests. They're like, well, they can't test right now because, they need the test for this many people. And I was like, well, the only way that the commerce is going to return is if everyone gets tested.
Yep.
So even, and I understand we have to wait for the people that are sick to get tested first, but the more tests that come out, the better, because once I know I don't have it, then, you know, after they say it's okay, you can return to work, but how long do we think this is going to be go on? I have no idea.
I have no idea either.
The only thing that it's looking hopeful for China, they did what we're doing now, but they did it a while ago. I wish we would have gotten some more information earlier.
Yeah, I wish we had started this 6 weeks ago.
Pointing, and I'm not pointing fingers as I'm talking about finger pointing, but it would have been nicer if people were this serious and they were telling us how bad it was over in China. And because I personally, like a lot of my friends, are, you know, what we call it, cord cutters. I don't watch the news. It just makes me sick in general. And, you know, what is the reason to watch the news, right? Mm-hmm. But usually I figure something's going to come up on my social media lines or even, you know, that coffee talk with the guys. You know, there's five artists and, you know, whatever at the shop that somebody's going to mention, a client or whatever. And they did start mentioning it. And then we started doing research. And at this point, it seems like the cat's out of the bag, obviously. You know, it would have been like the keep the cat in the bag somewhere else.
Well, but I'm proud of us here in Buffalo.
I am too. I really like people going online and doing like these, we tipped off PA Line the other day. Yeah. Big shout out to PA Line, Trevor. I've got a couple other friends that are talking about doing some online social, like just events where we can have a video game party. You know what I mean? We can play some Vegas.
They have the extension now where we can all watch Netflix together.
Amen. So I want to start getting more involved in that. I've been taking guitar lessons from one of my homies, shout out Dan Ross.
Yeah.
So I think that that's something important. We're talking about taking Spanish lessons from one of our friends. I think it's a good time now to study, and it's a good time if you're an artist or a musician to start selling online. Hopefully people, you know, have a couple pennies set aside and say, you know what, this piece of art is going to make me feel better. It's going to make me feel better about buying it.
Yep.
I'm going to be able to look up to it. I know I'm going to be helping another artist that might not, because I am a prosperous artist. I don't miss a lot of meals. I like to use prosperous rather than sad. So, but there's not a lot of artists that have been able to make the money that, you know, we have set aside because of tattooing, honestly. If I'm now going to find out, am I a real artist? This will test me right now. Say,
I have sat down and I have begun to write again. It's therapeutic and need to in this time. We're coming up on the end of the segment, Mark. Let's do some future planning here. I want to talk to you again.
Yeah, you know what? I think that that's super important. Future plan is everything. You know, short-term goals and long-term goals. If you're planning on something, then you're going to manifest it.
So
it's just how things work.
So let's not talk about this spring because that's shot. But let's talk about summer. What have you got planned this summer?
Summer, I got some big news. So last year, me and one of my space babies, one of my best friends, went down to Pyro Fest at Nelson Rogers. Was the most beautiful time in the world, and I was introduced to three musicians, I can name off the top of my head, that have totally changed my life. They've changed what I, like, you know when you go through cycles of music where you're like, oh man, this music, I just like metal, this just bash my head and go sleep. I went to, so I've always been a fan of reggae, and now I've fallen into this roots reggae, and there was a poet that just really spoke to me that I met through Pyro Fest last year. There's Knuckle Bear. I'm sure a lot of people, I don't know if I've been living under, you know,
There's a lot of people that know who Knuckle Bear is, my
medicine
friend.
For the people.
That's right.
So we're talking about, this dude is about one love. It's unity. It's First Nation peoples. It's all about respect and, you know, just positive thinking. So, along with him, I had the opportunity to paint next to Chris Dyer. So, Chris Dyer owns Positive Creations. It's a clothing and art company. He travels the world. Like, you want to watch something fun? Like, I always think, oh man, I have the best job in the world. I think Chris Dyer is pretty tough. He goes around the world doing murals, and he does it all through art adventures.
All right, when is Pyro Fest this summer?
Pyro Fest is June 4th, 5th, and 6th. Please say it, please.
Okay.
I'm going to paint it with my other favorite, Satsang. They're going to be in the house. My dude, Mike Love's going to be in the house. We just saw him at One Love Fest in Cali a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's going to be down in Columbus, right inside of Columbus, Ohio. Shout out Columbus. I got a lot of friends and family down there still. I'm sure my brother Crack will come up for it. Some other people. I know I've got people up here driving down.
Yeah.
To it. So it's a 3-day festival.
Yeah, I'm driving down. They can ride with me. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm it's at Legends Valley. It's going to be a blast. It's going to be 3 days of First Nation people because it is sacred ground that Legend Valley falls on. They're going to have 2 nights of Knuckle Bear, 2 nights of Satsa. Mike Love's in the house. Who else is there?
Okay.
Natalie Rice, I believe, is going to be there.
All right.
It's going to be dope.
So before we wrap up here,
for
tonight, do you got a Knuckle song you want me to play tonight after this interview's over?
Black as night, baby. I believe
you got it. No problem. Hey, look, I love you, brother. We'll talk again next week and get a tune in and see how we're both doing. Okay.
All right, man. Stay strong, man.
Yep.
Peace.
Yeah. Peace out. So that was the interview with Mark Madden. We're trying to keep our spirits up here in Buffalo, and it's not a competition. Okay, it's about all of us. I don't care if it's Buffalo or Albany or Eugene, Oregon or New Orleans or Dubuque, Kalamazoo, Chattanooga. We're all in this together. Every one of us is in this together. So now is truly a case where the weakest and the sickest link, we got to pick them up and we got to help them. We have to do our part to do what we can to help everybody else, because it's become very plain to us that we are all we have, and I will tell you something, we are enough. We are enough. I've never believed in processes and systems and institutions. I've always believed in people, in individuals. For the most part, they haven't let me down. So you've heard me say it every night this week. I'm going to say it again. I'm out there every day right now doing grocery and pharmacy runs for elders, for seniors, for cancer and transplant patients, for people with underlying conditions, heart and lung conditions, people with immune suppressed conditions. And as of Monday, they can't leave the house. So I'll be busy. I'll be out there doing it. Doesn't make me a hero. It makes me just a decent human being doing what I'm supposed to do. And if you know somebody that needs that, then you get a hold of me. My name's Kip Williams. You can find me on Facebook. On Facebook, you can find the Nomad Project or Desolation Angel Radio and DM me there. My phone number, and I give it out on air, is area code 504-717-8386. And if you know someone in need, you call me and I will be there for them, because that's what this is about. And I know what I'm exposing myself to. And I explained it in a Facebook post the other day. It's simple math. I'm in my 60s. And if I'm going to contract it, I'd rather it be me doing it and contracting it, doing a run like that, than somebody who's in their 40s with kids at home, or somebody who has somebody who loves them, whose life would be terribly disrupted by them being gone. It's just math. If I'm the only one out there doing that, so be it. But I don't think I am. I've met more and more people this week that are doing it, all of you. And we can all get through this together. I'll talk to you again over the weekend. As I said, I've got so many great upcoming guests, friends of mine. I have just this incredible array of friends in my life, nurses. Greg Haley's going to be on here very soon, who has an incredible mind. My friend Nicole, my friend Jessica, an over-the-road truck driver, one of the heroes keeping us fed right now. More artists, more writers, more poets, more everyday people, because that's how we will get through this. Everyday people doing it together. I love you all. I have said it forever, closing this show. And now I'm being put to the test, and I truly mean it. I love you, and I got your back somewhere out there tonight. I will talk to you again tomorrow. Tomorrow, I think I'm going to have Bobby Hilliard, a writer who's originally out of Chicago and now lives in Austin, Texas, and talk about what's going on down there. I'll see you again this side or the other.
I believe in the good things coming, 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 coming. I believe in the good things coming, 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 coming. Out of darkness, light are pumping, 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 pumping. Into white light, all things running, 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 running. Who have I been? Who am I becoming? Coming, 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 coming. Deep breaths for a young man, learning, 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 learning. Take a walk with the cedars humming. Cityscape, pink sunset stunning. Every empty space is filling. Every fire kindle burning. I believe in the good things coming, 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 coming. I believe in the good things coming, 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 coming. Said, I am no master, I know nothing. I am no master, I know nothing. But I am a servant and I know something, yeah. I am no master, I know nothing, definitely still young. Built on hunger, so fucking stubborn, a lot of self-work undone. I am a witness, to the life of one who carries all his secrets in the music, 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 oh. More pages, more words to my story. More grace, more meaning unfolding. More grace, more meaning unfolding. More grace, more meaning unfolding. Take a drive, bring forecast media. Feel the warmth of my cold already in. Two shakes and I'm feeling weightless. Heartaches, but it's actually painless. Take a bow in the pale moonlight, 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 moonlight. Take a look at myself through my third eye, third eye, third eye, third eye, third eye. Everything's already alright, always alright, always alright. Within sharp obsidian, smooth to the touch. I'm a dark little cinnamon man. It's part of my makeup. Never mind the nightmares. I was gonna wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Oh. Got the keys. You got the keys. You got the keys. You got the keys. You got the keys, but I'll never keep my door locked. You got the keys, but I'll never keep my door locked. You got the keys, but I'll never keep my door locked, no, no. You got the keys, but I'll never keep my door locked. You can always come right in. And if my arms are full, you can bet your sweet ass I will drop that shit right then. I might be busy, but I always got some time to surrender to your beauty, 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 oh. good things coming, 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 coming. I believe in the good things coming, 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 coming. Out of darkness, lion heart pumping, 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 pumping. Into white light, all things running, 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 running. Took a bow in the pale moonlight, 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 moonlight. Take a look at myself through my third eye, third eye, third eye, third eye, third eye. Everything's already alright, always alright, always alright. Said I am no master, I